Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Breaking news on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, powered by Odyssey, is brought to you by BetQL.
Breaking news here on The Fan. Adam Schefter reporting veteran NFL wide receiver Robbie Chosen, formerly known as Robbie Anderson, who had success with the Panthers in the National Football League, is signing with the Washington Commanders practice squad. So a new receiver comes to Ashburn. Adam Schefter reporting veteran NFL wide receiver Robbie Chosen is signing with the Washington Commanders practice squad. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, you can hear every Commanders game here on 910 The Fan. We've got you covered. 3 hours pregame, 3 hours postgame. It will be a 4:25 kickoff on Sunday in LA against the Chargers. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. What did you think were the Commanders' biggest issues in the Falcons game? Here on the Richmond Commander.
Phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
So why does Washington bring in Robbie Anderson, Robbie Chosen? Well, I think when you look at the snap count, you start to realize they were so thin at wide receiver that Tay Martin was getting targets. Like, who? Chris Moore was getting targets. What? Yeah, these are guys that were running Terry McLaurin's routes in training camp. I was there. Tay Martin was making some plays. Chris Moore was making some plays. I don't want those guys to play in the National Football League. There's a reason they got cut and thrown on the practice squad. So you bring in Robbie Anderson, Robbie Chosen, because he's a veteran who's 32 years old now. He's been in the NFL for a while, and he's had some decent years. Best with the Jets in Carolina, and since then he's kind of bounced around to a ton of different teams without really having success. But it was not long ago, in 2020, that he was an 1,000-yard receiver. 1,000-yard receiver that played all 16 games and made 95 catches. That's why you bring in a veteran like that who is proven, rather than Chris Moore, who dropped a big pass, and Tay Martin, who's just a nobody. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Does Robbie Chosen getting added to the practice squad give us an update or any insight into Terry McLaurin? I say no. I say no. Terry McLaurin was not added to the IR. That was the best case possible. I don't think he plays this weekend. But to me, this signing was a back end of the roster signing. You still have Deebo Samuel. You still have Jalen Lane and Luke McCaffrey. That's three guys right there. And then behind them, it's a bunch of nobodies. That's why you bring in Robbie Chosen to compete with them. He might not get elevated from the practice squad. Probably not this weekend. It'll be Chris Moore and Tay Martin once again, but we're seeing we just don't have the deepest wide receiver room. Oh, yeah, not just Terry McLaurin is out, but Noah Brown's been out for a while as well.
I really appreciate the way that Luke has stepped up this year, as well as Jalen Lane in his first year. I mean, they should be like our 4 and 5, and they've been playing 2 and 3 above my expectations for both of them.
Not for me. Luke McCaffrey got so many opportunities this past weekend because you're without Terry, and Luke McCaffrey had 2 catches.
Like, he got a touchdown.
He got a touchdown, and he was the final read on that touchdown pass. Right? Like, it was clear he was not the option 1 or 2 on that play, maybe not even option number 3. But look, Deebo Samuel, the defense was all over him, right? He had 6 catches. Nobody else made a play. 2 catches is not good enough if you're stepping in at wide receiver 2. Zach Ertz, 2 catches, not good enough. There were 4 targets that went his way. 50% of the balls your way you catch, not good enough. Like I said, Jalen Lane, 2 catches. Tay Martin, 1. We didn't have good enough play from our receivers in that game. I think that's very evident, especially with the fact that Marcus Mariota only threw for 156 yards. But let's not shy away from the truth here. The defense was out-executed, they were overpowered, and the defense lost Washington the game. The Falcons clearly had something to prove. They were coming off of an embarrassing performance, and Bijan Robinson is absolutely a top 3 running back in the National Football League, and this year he's burned defenses out of the backfield with catches. But Washington's defense was just awful. Here's what I saw, okay? I saw a ton of missed tackles. On a pass to Kyle Pitts, on the run by Bijan Robinson where he's dancing around and spinning, or on the Algier run where Von Miller missed him in the backfield. I saw 4 quarters of missed tackles. I saw blown coverages, blown assignments. I saw defenses, 2 guys on the same side of the field doing the exact same thing when they're obviously supposed to do different things. And one's supposed to cover the flat, one's supposed to cover the sidelines. Like, missed assignments, blown coverages, missed tackles, slow linebackers. I mean, it's hard to be mean to Bobby Wagner because I know how much of a leader he is in that locker room, but people are starting to say, and I'm starting to say, why did we draft Kane Medrano if we're going to activate him and then play him 0 snaps? We couldn't have gotten him out there for 1 snap? I mean, especially when you've seen how they're taking advantage of Bobby Wagner. They're making him go sideline to sideline. He can't do that anymore. He can go up and down. He can get into the backfield and get sacks. He got 2 of them last week. He can stop running backs up the middle. He cannot cover the sidelines. Slow linebackers and slow corners. And I don't think it's Mikey that's slow. I don't think it's Trey Amos that's slow. But Lattimore is so slow. I am a football amateur. And I'm watching the game. And I'm seeing a guy come in motion to Lattimore's side. And I'm saying, it's 3rd down. They're going to target that guy. And it was Drake London. And he was open, and they converted the 3rd down. I saw that like 2 or 3 times. Slow linebackers, slow corners, and also no adjustments. The entire game, they got burnt by the same guys. I mean, London, Pitts, Bijan Robinson. Was there anybody else out? Algier had a couple big plays. They killed us? Casey Washington, 1 catch. All right. Darnell Mooney, 1 catch. Ray-Ray McCloud lost 7 yards. They beat us with 3 guys. 3 guys. And Michael Penix had all day to throw the ball. He has been one of the most inaccurate quarterbacks. Like, he's up there with, like, Justin Fields. Completion percentage this year, 64%, 61%, and then the 50%. Against Washington, nearly 80% completion percentage. How is that possible? How did the defense not adjust? All right, he's accurate today. We can't play zone anymore. A lot of the blame to me goes on the players, but part of it absolutely has to go on the coaching staff as well. And I know that Dan Quinn's upset about this, and I do still believe that he will get the best out of this defense here. But I have not liked what I've seen from Joe Witt Jr. in terms of the play calling. I mean, if you have to have Bobby Wagner out there, yes, but you cannot have him on Bijan Robinson. That's just a no-go. And that's how you lose a game. And there were just so many losing moments in that game. And you had Deebo Samuel with a winning time moment, right? Luke McCaffrey with a kick return, that's a winning time moment there. We had all these times where we lost the game because we didn't make the big play. Third downs, you got to get off the field, especially against an offense that was only scoring 14 points per game. They got 34 against our defense. 27 points by a backup quarterback should win you games. Heck, let's just do a drill right now. Let's do an exercise, Stub.
All right.
Seattle against Arizona. Would Washington's 27 points have won?
Yes.
Yes! Give me a ding for that. How about... all right, Saints-Buffalo. We still would lose that game. Vikings-Steelers in Dublin. That's a win.
That's a win.
Lions-Browns. All right, we're losing that one. Patriots-Panthers, we're losing that game. Chargers-Giants, we're winning that game against both those teams. Eagles-Bucks, we lose. Texans-Titans, 26-0. We scored 27. Right? Rams-Colts, we scored 27. Jaguars-49ers, we scored 27. We're winning more than 50% of the games with 27 points on the road. That's good enough. The defense couldn't get off the field, and the defense couldn't get a damn red zone stop. If one touchdown is a field goal in this game, we absolutely have a chance at the end to go win it. One touchdown becomes a field goal. You've been listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105, 1FM, from the Washington Commanders to the entire NFL. We'll go around the league on NFL hits with an overreaction Tuesday. Then we'll bring on our buddy Nick Ashew, Denton Day, and of course it's a Touchdown Tuesday honoring the best tutties from the weekend that was college football and the NFL. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back on The Fan.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105 1FM. The National Football League is such a week-by-week league. Carolina blows out the Falcons. Atlanta then beats Washington. The Chargers look like the best team in the AFC. They then lose to the New York Giants. It's just craziness every single week in the NFL. Heck, Buffalo nearly blew a game at home to New Orleans. We'll go around the NFL here on an Overreaction Tuesday. It's NFL Hits.
Every regular season matchup, every head coach on the hot seat, the hit stories in the NFL. NFL Hits on AWOD Radio.
So my first overreaction is that everybody is just way overhyping Jackson Dart. He's still Jackson Fart to me, who had 5 sacks in the game there. The team scored 21 points and beat the Chargers because of their defense. My hot take is that Russell Wilson would have won that game. My overreaction. Stop hyping up Jackson Dart after one performance when Russell Wilson was throwing for an average of 250 yards every single game. He would have absolutely won that game because the defense won that game with their 2 interceptions, with their big sacks on Justin Herbert, with the stops that they had on third down, holding the Chargers to 4 of 12. We got to stop overhyping Jackson Dart after one game because he had one little nice touchdown run.
It felt like the team was playing for him, though.
I mean,
defense showed up with him. He ran hard. He played hard. I think the whole Giants team really rallied behind Dart, and I think you give him a little bit for that. Yeah, he didn't look amazing, and the sacks were bad. For a debut NFL game, I think he did above average.
Let me tell you the truth, all right? The truth is the defense won them this game because the defense held the Chargers to 18 points. You know what the defense had given up? 40, 21, and 22. If the defense gives up 21 or 22, they don't win the game. They don't win the game. The defense won them that game. The defense was awful the first 2 weeks of the season. The defense won them that game. My overreaction is Jackson Dart will come back down to earth. What are you overreacting about today, Jeremy?
I'm overreacting. I think Zach Taylor should have been fired right after that game. It was just atrocious the way they always have these horrible starts to the season. He's not adjusting under Jake Browning. They need to make a switch, and they need to make it now.
I don't think you're overreacting. No, I think you're living in reality.
It's a poorly coached team.
Cincinnati should have fired their coach last year. Somehow kept his job because he told the dumb owner, hey, I'm going to play Joe Burrow in preseason. Just get everybody fired up week one. We're going to be back. No, you got off to a 2-0 start, and look where you are. Now you're 2-2. You don't have your quarterback. You can't get a stop defensively. And you've paid everybody, too. That's the other part. They've paid all their stars to be in a win-now mode, and they're just not. What are you overreacting about, Stubb?
I think that people might be overreacting to how close that Saints game was with the Bills. Josh Allen, in his press conference after the Dolphins game, he kind of mentioned that they're playing to what they need to play. I think if Josh Allen wanted to go out there and the whole team wanted to play their best game, they could have beat them by 40. I think they did what they had to. I think that was never even close to the Bills losing that game. I think the Saints are as bad as I keep saying they are.
Yeah. I'm overreacting about the Philadelphia Eagles' 4-0 record. I don't think they're the top team in the NFC, even though they're undefeated.
Who do you think it is?
I mean, I'm putting the Rams real close to the top right now.
I like the Rams a lot.
The Rams. I also like the Lions.
I mean, the Rams are a blocked field goal away from being the 4-0 team versus the 3-1 Eagles, right? I think the Rams are so good. Puka Nacua is basically going to be wide receiver one this season if things continue.
Yeah. No, I'm all in on the Rams and Detroit as the top two teams in the conference right now. Philly, they just look like they've got so many weaknesses.
No.
1 week it's the offense, 1 week it's the defense.
No completed passes in a half.
Right.
Unreal.
I know, and he has had barely any passes more than 5 yards.
Yeah, A.J. Brown basically doesn't exist.
He was just dropped in my fantasy league. I picked him up because I'm hoping that they'll turn it around.
And they probably will. That's a stupid drop.
What are you overreacting about, Jeremy?
I don't think the Ravens can beat any good teams in the NFL.
Ooh.
It feels like it.
I mean, I don't think they're a playoff team anymore. I don't think they are. Now, they should be able to beat Houston this weekend, but if Lamar's out, that becomes a big question right there. And their schedule is difficult, right? Rams, we just said one of the best teams in the NFC. Bears, all right? Then you're at Miami, at Minnesota, at Cleveland. That's a three-game road stretch where, yes, it's not the most difficult opponents, but it's 3 weeks in a row on the road.
You really got to look at the Mike McDonald impact, I think. I mean, you look at the Seahawks defense, and you look at the regression the Ravens defense had. He clearly was all over that.
Yeah, I didn't feel like you saw that last year. Right?
No,
he was there
last year
in Seattle, but this year you're seeing
it's really stepped up, and the Ravens have taken another step back without him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look at how many points. They're giving up the most points of any team in the league right now, 33.3. The worst defense in the league.
Yeah.
If Washington played them, we might even win. It's crazy. All right, we're going around the NFL here on an Overreaction Tuesday. What'd you guys think of the Monday Night Football games? I mean, was that just
boring,
awful football right there?
Disgusting.
Yeah. I mean, just wow. Did you watch the injury? I'm going to overreact right now and say I should never watch injuries again.
I was not.
I almost vomited.
I was not watching in the moment. I saw a text from my friend that said, do not look at the screen. Yeah. So I took his advice.
Twitter started putting a safety viewing over it because it was,
yeah,
it was not fun to view it. Yeah. Awful.
I mean, it's not like the Dolphins season is over because of this Tyreek injury. The Dolphins season was already over, but
yeah.
You hate to see it for a player that good.
Absolutely. All right, so week 5 of the NFL season begins in just 2 days from Inglewood, California. The 49ers against the LA Rams. Another opportunity for LA to get a win to move to 3-0 at home with Matthew Stafford, Kyron Williams, and Puka Nacua. Any other overreactions here you wanted to get
one.
To?
I think Ibuka is the very clear rookie of the year.
Yeah,
I would be shocked if anyone else.
No, that's a great point right there. He's been awesome. Wow. Like, he's just blown me away.
You think this is a team with Mike Evans and Chris Godwin,
right?
And then they draft a rookie, and he's as good. Unbelievable. He's such a fun player to watch. He bodies every game. I don't even know who's close to being second. Quinshon Judkins, maybe.
Well, it's actually Tetra McMillan's only 4 yards behind him.
Really?
The problem is Buka's 4 touchdowns. Yeah. Tetra has 0. So he's had a solid rookie season for the Panthers. The problem is Panthers aren't scoring the ball, right? So he's averaging about 60 yards a game right now, but he hasn't gotten into the end zone. That's what's holding him back for Rookie of the Year. Yeah. I mean, Bill got a Rookie of the Week.
Yeah, so did Jalen Lane.
He's not in there for Rookie of the Year.
I think Judkins would be your second pick, and I guess we'll see how many games Dart wins, but I wouldn't expect him.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect him to
keep winning. If we're picking a quarterback, it would be him, but that's not going to happen.
Well, they've got the Saints this weekend on the road. Maybe he could get to 2-0. I will not be picking the Giants, that is for sure. We did come to our conclusion in our Odyssey NFL Survivor Pool. We are sticking with the Circa Survivor rules, as they are the $1 million prize. Our prize is just about $50, but it's a good one.
$70.
It's up to 70?
Yeah, it's up to 70.
That's why we allow buybacks. That's why we allow them buy back. Jeremy, you want to buy back? Oh, you're already in.
I'm still here.
Well, buy back when
you're
lose.
We're all in. This is the best that 9-10 has ever done.
The three
of us and MP are still in
the
game.
You guys are actually listening to the show now. Taking notes. I like it. You've been listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So the update in the Survivor pool, Rob Hoffman eliminated for selecting the Green Bay Packers. Eliminated.
We lost 3 players this week.
A tie is a tie, and it's not a win. I was definitely a little worried, but Buffalo got the win, and I survived. You've been listening to AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We will be right back with... we got some really good guests that will join us before the end of the show today, so you don't want to miss it. Stay locked to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the Odyssey app. Welcome back. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders, who are heading out to L.A. to take on the Chargers. Joining us right now on the Adeed Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, it's our buddy from Game Day Garage, Nick Ashew. What's going on, Hollywood?
Now I hear you. I heard the little ding, so I better be on with you now.
What's up, buddy? How are you?
I'm good, man. How you been?
I'm doing good, and Washington is heading out to L.A. to take on the Chargers. And after a performance that was really disappointing defensively, how do you clean things up when you're not going to improve the talent level of the defense?
That is the $1 million question, my friend, or at this point, probably the $10 million question. We talked about this on Commander Squad, too, the other show that I do, we don't have answers. Like, I wish I could give you something better, man, but, like, here's the thing that we noticed. Like, I do this with multiple NFL players that could give far more in-depth answers than even I could, and nobody really has an explanation. I mean, defensively for this team, this is the oldest team in the NFL, and this is some of the issues that you're going to have to deal with. Bobby Wagner was getting sucked into coverage when you don't want him in coverage, and Bijan Robinson's going to run all over him, and that's exactly what happened. I mean, it's easy for people to say, get rid of Marshawn Lattimore, bench Marshawn Lattimore. Okay, well, what's the answer? Like, nobody really knows what the answer actually is, because there's nobody else on the free agent market that's really going to do anything for you. Darnell Savage, okay, there was a reason why he was a free agent. So I think this is the big issue that you have to deal with is that you have a defense that has moments that they can get after the quarterback and make a huge, huge impact. We saw that against the Raiders. And then when a team is faster and has guys that can go out there and make big explosive plays, and they know how to exploit the weaknesses of this defense, specifically the age and lack of speed from a lot of players that you're going to have to deal with, they go out, they exploit that, and then you watch a Commanders team get beat the way they did against the Falcons. Mind you, this game was still within a touchdown, but there's really not a lot of major answers. You got to kind of work with what you've got and try to make the best of it. I know it sucks, but like, there's not a big fix until this offseason for this.
Nick Ashew with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. I thought the defensive line was decent in terms of stopping the run. I mean, Bijan ends up with 100, as a team, they end up with 128. Really, it came down to the 313 yards from Michael Penix through the air, which was the best of his career, the best of this season by far. And you didn't get the pass rush. So it's like, I want to give the defensive line credit, but they didn't move Michael Penix off of his spot enough, and then he's throwing to butt-naked wide-open receivers.
It was, I mean, if you can get after the, right, you know this, if you can get after the quarterback, you're going to make some level of a difference, disrupting an offense, disrupting the timing, forcing quarterbacks to make decisions sooner than they want to do, all those things. It's basic, and again, it goes back to like this defensive line and the opportunities that we did see them create when they got after quarterbacks early on in the season. But, you know, when Javon Kinlaw is missing a ton of tackles, and he admits after the game that he's missing a ton of tackles, like, these are the types of things that end up do getting exploited. Though I do think overall this defensive line has been a relative strength for them at best. If you're kind of averaging out the first 4 weeks of the season, there's a lot of limitations here. Now, obviously, the hope is that, you know, they're not going to be in situations where they're playing from behind because of the way the offense has faltered the last, you know, at least last game. And especially, God, that first quarter, Awad, that was awful. They were outgained 118 to minus 6 until that Chris Rodriguez run at the end of the first quarter. So there's a lot of pressure being put also on this defense that's older, that gets tired fast, right? The older you get, the more tired you get. This is just life. That's how it goes. And, you know, you watch that, and they've been to not have an offense that can be as explosive and make the plays that can bring them back, it puts even more pressure on that defense.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there. We've got Nick Ashew with us here on the hotline. Phone lines are open if you want to chime in. You want to vent, you want to give us your thoughts, 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. I mean, all of my thoughts on that game are on the defensive side of the ball. I really don't have much to say about the offense. Like, Mariota had a bad interception. He's your backup quarterback. You're going to expect your backup quarterback to have one bad play. We said, all right, we can have one turnover. Well, we needed to force a few. Instead, we only forced one and let Michael Penix complete 80% of his passes for 313 yards. So, I think Washington has to stick with the run. I don't hate the numbers of 27 attempts for Mariota, 22 carries for the team as a whole. I said if he's under 30 attempts, we're going to have a shot to win this game. And they were able to run the ball effectively. I mean, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt was terrific with his 7 yards per carry, 8 for Chris Rodriguez. I wonder what happened. Why were they not able to run the ball more? And it's probably just because of, well, the amount of points that they were down trying to come back. And the Falcons had 4 tackles for loss, and it felt like those came at big critical moments in the game, and it kept Washington behind in the sticks. And then with that, they couldn't convert the third downs. Ended up being 1 of 8 on third down in the game. So you're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We got Nick Ashew with us here on the hotline, who's going to hop back on in a second here. You can check out his show, Commander's Squad, with Anthony Armstrong and David Harrison, covering the team and talking about the game afterwards. And also, he's the host of Game Day Garage. So, look, I mean, you go to L.A., and you absolutely have a chance to win this game because you've beaten the Giants. They just lost to the Giants. This is going to be a very interesting coaching matchup with Quinn against Harbaugh as well. And look, I'm looking forward to this because it's a chance to get that bad taste out of our mouth here. Nick, can Jayden Daniels make his return, or are you expecting that to happen for this Sunday? Because We need it right now. We really do.
Yeah, by all accounts, it sounds like he's going to be back. And listen, I think if they really desperately needed him, like if that game meant playoff positioning for them or something at the end of the season, I think it's more likely from what it sounds like he could have probably played in that game against the Falcons. But the reality of this is 4 weeks into the season. And, you know, you and I both have our scars from the RG3 era when we were younger and remember what that went like. And the organization's very aware of that. And not that they're making their decisions based off, like, fans' feelings, but the reality is they know the history of this team and they know what's gone on before, and they're playing this smartly and they're making sure that they're extra cautious. And look, Marcus Mariota played well against the Raiders. Now, the Raiders and Falcons, especially when it comes to, you know, a secondary, the Falcons' defense is much better than what it was last season. And, you know, you're watching a team in the Commanders that said, we can go with our backup quarterback, and then you realize, we really need Jaden back. So I would expect, by all accounts, he's back, not to mention he's going back home out there in that sense, too, to the West Coast. I think there's a lot there that really just lines up to him being back. The question really becomes is then what is Terry McLaurin's situation? And let's be honest, this offense through the first 2 weeks looked out of sync to begin with.
Nick, who can they get more juice from on the offensive side of the ball? I think we've squeezed it all out of Deebo Samuel. Every drop, he's been better than expected this season. He's been terrific. But who can we get more from offensively?
Well, the Deebo Samuel revenge tour keeps going on, so you're right. I think they've gotten their money's worth out of him so far, especially for a fifth-round pick. The obvious answer is clearly Terry McLaurin. I mean, the question now becomes his health and whether he's available for this game with travel and all that. So let's put Terry McLaurin aside right now. Let's move on from him. I really want more from Chris Rodriguez. I know he was inactive those first two games. I've been screaming for this guy to get more opportunities. I don't know why he hasn't gotten more opportunities. He's gotten faster. He's gotten more explosive. He's worked on all of this stuff in the offseason. And the being inactive the first couple of weeks, I get partly was a little bit of a numbers game. You want Austin Eckler out there, and now he's done for the season. Chris Rodriguez has the potential to be somebody that can add more of a dynamic type of opportunity, big play opportunities out of that backfield that, you know, he wasn't even capable of necessarily in the past. He's talked about getting faster. He's talked about that big 20-mile-an-hour mark and being able to get up to that speed when he's running, and that wasn't always something that he could do. So I think because of the fact...
Looks like we just lost Nick Ashew. We'll see if we can get him back in a second there. You know, that's a good point there, and Chris Rodriguez, the guy I need more from, it is Zach Ertz. Zach Ertz has 14 catches for 149 yards and two touchdowns through four games. This is a guy that really did find the fountain of youth last year and started the season strong. He was really good in the first two games. Week three, three catches. Week four, two catches. I get it. You have a backup quarterback, but most of them will go to their tight end, go to their big guy in the middle of the field. So for me, it's Zach Ertz. I need to see more from the 34-year-old out of Stanford that was just terrific last year. And if it's not Zach Ertz, then it's Ben Sennett. And if it's not Ben Sennett, then we're desperate to get John Bates back because we don't have one that's making plays. But I do think that they need to get more from the tight ends, all three of them for sure. Bates getting back to blocking, Ertz getting back to catching and making plays in the middle of the field. And can Ben Sennett do something to give us a reason to put him out there after he was a higher draft pick? You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid 11/28. In-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910, The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most football talk in town. You got the 804 broadcast game of the week. Gary Hess, Gary Criswell also here on Thursday nights for the 804 high school football walkthrough. On Saturdays, your homes for the Hokies and the Hoos, and on Sundays, all things NFL and the Washington Commanders. And here on a Tuesday, September 30th, live and local in Richmond, Virginia, it is a Touchdown Tuesday on The Fan.
Touchdown Tuesday. All the best scoring plays from the biggest showdowns across the National Football League.
Inside the 10, into the end zone for a touchdown.
Straight into the end zone for an unbelievable touchdown.
At the end of the day, all that matters is getting into the end zone.
Take it all the way for a touchdown.
Touchdown Tuesday on AWOD Radio.
So I want to start with NFL receivers, because when Amon-Ra St. Brown got into the end zone twice, he became the leader in NFL receiving touchdowns through 4 weeks of the season. On a Touchdown Tuesday, we honor you, Amon-Ra St. Brown of the Detroit Lions.
Lady, what's that?
Third and goal. Fake to Montgomery. St. Brown, touchdown. Third and goal. St. Brown to the end zone. Touchdown.
Touchdown.
Jared Goff finds his favorite weapon twice as he gets into the end zone. 6-4 Amon-Ra. Rome Odunze has 5. Romeo Doubs, who a lot of people are dubbing the Darth Vader of the NFL, almost looking like he's wearing the Spaceballs helmet with his Guardian cap. He scored 3 tutties. Let's take a listen to the call.
Love looking quick towards Romeo Doubs. Held on. Touchdown, Green Bay. And Love slant. Doubs, touchdown. Cowboys bringing 4. Love throwing end zone, touchdown.
And the dark side ends with a tie, though, in the 40-40 game against the Dallas Cowboys. How about the rookie of the year so far, though? Emeka Abuka with 4. Quentin Johnson of the Chargers is 4. Washington will certainly need to keep an eye on him if they're going to get the win this weekend. George Pickens was good. He has 4. And Trey Tucker with 4 as well. Trey Trucker. He's with the Seahawks, right?
No, that's the Raiders.
Oh, that's the Raiders.
It's because he got 3 against us.
There's Tucker and there's Trucker this year in the NFL. It's been confusing for me. Let's go to college football. Who do you want to highlight, Stubb, on a Touchdown Tuesday?
Let's see. I want to highlight a guy who sounds a lot like our guy, Jalen Daniels.
Yeah, from Kansas.
16 passing touchdowns. That's number 2 on the season so far. Here's him connecting for a 75-yarder.
He's here in year 6. Nice catch. Henderson off to the races with a vapor trail behind him.
Touchdown Tuesday!
You know, there is a massive tie for fifth place in college football rushing touchdowns, and part of that tie is UVA's Jamari Taylor, who's gotten into the end zone 7 times, including his big touchdown right before the half. I did want to mention, Chandler Morris is not in the top 5 with his passing touchdowns, but he is if you include his 4 rushing touchdowns. His 14 total would have him tied for fourth place. But it is Sawyer Robertson who has 17 touchdowns this year for Baylor, and he had a 73-yard bomb over the weekend. Let's take a listen to the call.
On fouls from Oklahoma State. Wide open, running free. Kobe Prentice, give the man 6.
And that is a touchdown for Baylor, part of the 17 for Sawyer Robertson on a Touchdown Tuesday.
Touchdown Tuesday!
Let's get back to the NFL and your leaders in the quarterback position. Caleb Williams has been much better this year. He's found the end zone 8 times. Matthew Stafford, leader of the LA Rams, 8 touchdowns. How about Aaron Rodgers? Stubb, when are you going to start respecting Aaron and the work he's doing for Pittsburgh this year? 8 touchdowns and a big win in Dublin for Pitt. Baker Mayfield, the NFL savant, with 8. It was a little too late this weekend against the Eagles. Lamar Jackson, who's currently injured with a hamstring injury, is the top leader in NFL passing touchdowns with 10. We highlight you on a Touchdown Tuesday, Lamar.
Jackson 4 for 4 to start. He's going to throw here. Sidearms it to Hill. And he's in for the touchdown.
Touchdown Tuesday!
Should have mentioned, so Amon-Ra St. Brown, number 1 wide receiver with 6. His quarterback, Jared Goff, is 2nd with 9. Stubb, who's the leader at running back in the National Football League?
That would be right now James Cook with 5.
Buffalo Bill.
The only one right now.
Yeah.
Let's listen to him.
Here's Cook. James Cook is in for a touchdown.
Only a 1-yarder this week, but he's been crazy.
Jahmyr Gibbs has 4. Jalen Hurts has 4. Josh Jacobs has 4. And Javonte Williams with the Cowboys has 4. He is not getting enough credit. We did want to highlight Ashton Jeanty. He finally went back to his old college stance of standing upright.
Yes, he did.
64 yards to the house on a Touchdown Tuesday.
Jeanty springs free. Turns on the Jets. One guy to beat. Fire can't bring him down. And the rookie on a dead sprint.
Touchdown Tuesday.
You know, he was our Touchdown Tuesday champion last year, and that's why I had him as my Heisman favorite. We'll close out with Chris Brazel of Tennessee. He is the top receiving leader in college football with his 7 touchdown grabs.
Aguilar, touchdown Tennessee. Brazel with the catch. 15-yard strike.
Touchdown Tuesday.
You know, they did that college football quarterback swap in the offseason with Nico Iamaliva leaving Tennessee to UCLA. But the UCLA guy that's come to Tennessee, Aguilar, he's been really good. And he's helped Tennessee get off to a good start. So, Touchdown Tuesday here on A-Wide Radio. Stubb, we'll throw it to you. Who do you want to highlight here?
Yeah, if we look at the rushing touchdown leaders, Jonah Coleman's been on top for a while despite 2 weeks without one. But also tied with 9 right now is Antoine Raymond from Rutgers and Ahmad Hardy from Missouri. He got 3 this past weekend.
Here's Ahmad. Doing Ahmad things. Touchdown Mizzou. End zone. Touchdown for 29. Ahmad Hardy. Mizzou is glad he did. Ahmad Hardy, 3 times in the end zone tonight.
I mean, that announcer, he let the crowd carry those calls. I didn't even know how long of a carry that was for Ahmad Hardy. Kaywon Lacy at Ole Miss has 8. They've gotten off to a good start to the season. Needed that over the weekend and got it. And then Jordan Davidson at Oregon has 7.
Something I want to note is there are 2 Indiana receivers tied for 3rd in receiving touchdowns right now with Amari Cooper Jr. and Elijah Serrett.
I mean, what Kurt Cignetti did last year was incredible, and he has kind of doubled down on it and had incredible success again at Indiana. I do think, though, I'm going to look ahead. I think their schedule heats up starting this weekend. Yes, I'm right. Week off this week, and then at number 2 Oregon on October 11th. That will be the biggest test of the year for Coach Kurt Cignetti, whose Indiana team is 5-0 and sits at the top of the Big Ten, tied with Oregon. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, we still got an hour of the show left today. We will hear from Denton Day here on a Tuesday, get his thoughts on the Washington Commanders' defense. When will Jaden Daniels make his return? And then we'll talk a little postseason baseball before we get out of here. Yes, they are underway for the first wild card matchup of the day. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back on The Fan.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.